This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. For the first week of late summer, it's the fourth week of the buzzing cicada moon in the transition time to the restless billy goat moon. The third week of the sun in Leo. The first week of late summer is the first week of ragweed time. But it's also the time that the day's length falls below 14 hours, signaling female goats to come into heat and stir up the billy goats. And it's the time that wood nettle goes to seed in the bottomlands, the time that hickory nuts and black walnuts drop into the undergrowth. Blackberries are ready to eat when ragweed blossoms and the billy goats get restless. And the season's second last wave of wildflowers, the Joe Pye weed, monkey flower, the tall coneflower, the clear weed, the horse weed, the white snake root, the willow herb, virgin's bower, and Japanese knotweed, they all come into bloom in the open fields and along the fence rows. Golden and purple coneflowers and red, pink, and violet phlox still dominate the gardens. Ephemeral resurrection lilies replace the daylilies. Mums and stonecrop appear in the dooryards. Across the lake shore, orange dodder spreads across the tattered black raspberry bushes, and milkweed bugs start to die as milkweed flowers turn to pods. In the mornings, cardinals and doves still sing briefly half an hour before dawn. Robins still give long sing-song performances throughout the day, and blue jays still care for their young, whining and flitting through the bushes. Bullfrogs still call in the ponds. But by the end of the week, meadowlarks and plovers fly south, leading the first sizable bird migrations of the year's second half. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late summer. In the meantime, stay away from billy goats under the restless billy goat moon.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.